given the Rabbi Nachman Shabbat, Eloi Nagam, the Mukham to Yamu Shabbos, that would be a kid. When it wasn't likely that it would start raining, it happened to him. So, indicating he can't fill up with water by himself, by itself, so then it will become choked. So, why do we have to resort to shopping? Then we get trouble. In order to understand the Rash, we have to say that when the Rash uses the Russian hero, it's not that kid in the sense of hero that Rabbi Yeshua uses it, Avoya. Because when the Rash, when Rabbi Yeshua says Voyare, what does it mean Voyare? Voyare means he shouldn't dump it directly above the bay, as the Rash is saying. Here when he says, now he explains his reference not only to Rabbi Yeshua, it is reference to Rabbi Eliezer also. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so not only is he allowed to now directly into the bear, even to take the away from the bear is not allowed. He's only allowed to dump it into the bay indirectly from King Shvui. So, Imo here means any kind of dumping into the bay. Any kind of dumping. Even when he dumps it by breaking the kankani away from the bay, he also calls it Imo. In other words, Imo should not be confused with the meaning of hero in the expression by Rabbi Yeshua Voyare. When Rabbi Yeshua uses the expression Voyare, it means he shouldn't call it directly from the Beya. When the Rash uses here the expression Avokah Yom Beya, he doesn't mean that kid, call it directly from the Beya. Avokah Yom, that he dumped it, whether directly or indirectly, whether through Kfir or through Shvire, he also calls it Yom. So that's a big Kfirish in Rashi. The big Shvirish in Rashi. The Rashi thing is, apparently the Rashi thing is, that this show is, now let's say, according to Rabbi Zeya, it is simple, so it becomes choked, right? It becomes choked. What kind of choked it becomes? The show of newly cutting or the show of newly clean. So according to the horse, we need to learn the horse here. According to the horse, it becomes the show of newly cutting. Not of newly clean. Because here it's chilling tight. Didn't become filled up, the king didn't become filled up, deliberately with his intention. The country's intention was a nagma, But according to the Rash, the show here is the show of miracle. So the question is, how can it become show of miracle when the king filled up with Mishomis against his will, not deliberately, it was not wrong. His intention was not wrong. The answer is, even though originally he become without his carbon air, but since he escaped a blood, since he escaped even though he escaped away from the bear, but that means that he is expressing his approval for what nature did. Originally, his intention was an animal, not a philosopher, but nature acted in its own course and filled up here. Now, there is a aloha, we got the parsher, offering, we then are color there, and they, and if the balabais is a mea, so even though the tower, and arranged in by itself the tower, not he didn't do it deliberately, but he subsequently he acted in such a way that he expressed the approval for what nature did, so that it's considered as if he had done it deliberately. We got a hersha mash. So here too, in order to become shoulder clean, so the Rishonim has to fill up the Kehleh Mirtzeh. Originally, when he trained in, it was after Tzemeh, because his original intention was to invite him. But the subsequent act of spilling the water on the roof, why did he spill the water on the roof? He wants the roof to be wet. It's not that he wants the roof to be wet. He wants the water. He wants to enjoy the water. He wants the water to get it in here. So that means, even though nature did that, did its own thing by itself, not through his manipulation, not through his deliberate intention, but he is ratifying the act of nature. So this clear, this spirit clear called the rash means turning over, spilling the water of the Kankanamanu, not directly over the bayah, but he spills it. So that means he's ratifying nature's act. So mele, what nature did before is considered retroactively as his own deliberate manipulation. So it's considered as if he had set up the Kankani not in Akbar, but in order to be filled up with water. Akshavashi. So it becomes what kind of show? Retroactively, it becomes show degree. But the Shvira Sakankani is considered a show. And the show. The Shvira Sakankani is considered is not considered in as much as it's not the distance from the way. And the Yeshua says that even Kfiya Sakankani is considered Hamshon. But according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gaza, we have to resolve even though that's not an unusual thing. Why is it that you can come in? He wants to be contaminated, he wants to damage his property. He wants to enjoy the water. That means that he intends to reap the benefits from nature's action. What did nature do? He filled up the canal. Originally, he did not contemplate that. He did not aspire for that. Originally, he aspired for the dry canal. But now, retrospectively, he's ratifying nature's act. So mainly by ratifying nature's act, so nature's act becomes retroactively his deliberate manipulation. So it becomes hopefully. But the Shriya Sakankami constitutes Amsha. Shriya Sakankami does not constitute Amsha, inasmuch as it's not a distance. And Rabbi Shua says that in Kriya Sakankami constitutes Amsha. Now this is the Rashtra, the Pshat of the Osh. Pshat of the Osh, just briefly, I don't want to go inside. But the Osh and the Kantra, he says, he holds that in this Mishnah, there is no retroactive conversion of an original, a unintentional filling up of the Kelim into a deliberate. But here it's a question of show of the human path, not of show of the human. So first of all, the Osh says, these is Hamasada. Here it's not a question of Amshach. There is no Amshach. We don't have to resolve Amshach. Because it never became show of the human. And as far as the human path is concerned, so only when there is a direct filling up the human. But if he doesn't fill out the mitzvah directly, he just brings the contaminant and then they glide in. Nakam shokhe! There is no milu bikate. There is no milu. There is no milu bikate. There is no milu bikate. So you don't have to resolve to amchokhe. So, but why does the pleasure require in the tshomi? First of all, the preservation require both things, both things. In a shom, then you might find it there. Because neither I say it's all right, even if it's not in this shom, and even if there is no mindful development in us. Because there are two types of life. Let's say the chod is in us, like from the top. The chod is in us, but here there is no chod. Here there is no show. That the type of show. One is show by willing. But will be free to become show as to deliver it, was it delivered? No. And we don't say action, we action. But then the other show of will be cut means if he directly pours it into the veil. But if he doesn't pour directly into the veil, then it's not there is no, let's say, when we have to resolve Amshoche, then it has to be as long as you don't let directly the mitre above the layer. Some melee, it's not going to be cut. That's why Rabbi Shua says, without anything, without the shambling, without the matanizeya, and without shvire, he can take it. Just a little more. Avoya! Why are not? He's married and he's promised him all the capital. So he becomes show of newly capital. But as long as he's not married directly into the data, so it's not newly capital. It's not newly capital. Even fear. Even fear. And as I said, that it is new to if he's capable. then it is Buddha. Even if it's not directly on the day, so it is still Nirvikara. It is still Nirvikara. That's why, as I say, it's Buddha. Because if you skip there, so then you become Buddha. And contrary, sure, when you become Nirvikara, only if it is directly. But if it's 1 inch away from there, happening, eternally, not directly over the bay, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And as I hope it's not, only if it does it out of the sphere, it's not going to happen. But if it doesn't do it out of the sphere, so then it is going to happen. It is going to happen. Only if it does not disappear, it's not really happening. But if it does not disappear, it falls directly, inasmuch as it's not the distance, as it's not giving it fucking away, so it is still considered happening. And then the pleasure requires a kishomim in the Rabbah. Because if it's not a kishomim, then it smells a kishomim. People will consider a kishomim. People say, show me your light. So melee, but if it's mixed up with the showing, whether it's mixed up with the showing that training later, or it's mixed up with the showing that is already there, in either case, so then it's not melee that is showing. So that's why it's melee.
Only the mutate
is kosher. Is kosher. And why doesn't the blazer allow kefir, kfir? Why doesn't he allow kfir? After all, hamshochet can be done. Hamshochet can be done. By kfir also. It can be done by kfir. By kfir also. So the answer is because true that hamshochet can be done by kfir also. But that's only if it's gimul tvochim away from the mikvah. But here, even though he's keife the kankani and he spills it in atzat, but it's not gimul tvochim away from the mikvah. So mele, it's not the gimul tvochim. But there are shvire, so it is tvochim. Even though it is not. Even though it is not gimul tvochim away from the mikvah. All right, this is the blazer and the Yeshua. So he holds that hamshocha even is kosher. Hamshocha even the kula is kosher, and hamshocha even the kula is kosher, and he holds that it's not necessary to have gimul tvochim. So mele can keep, and we have to remember according to Rash, when Yeshua says keife avlo yare, what it means yare, lo yare, it means Kefir means even if he picks it up, but he picks it up on the gun, no natsat, there are hamshocha. And ma'ala means that he picks it up above the beya, above the beya, so that's not there are hamshocha, it's above the beya. It's above the beya, it's not there are hamshocha. This is how we explain the Rashi. Now, let's see again the Rashi. We went over the Rosh last week very briefly. All right. Hamniach, Pirash Yasinu Mikiras Tiyani.
According to the Rambam and the Rosh, all the
Rishonim agree, it's not on the basis of Hamshach. According to the Rash, the Rav, it's on the basis of Hamshach. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, it's not on the basis of Hamshach. But there are two types of show. The Rishonim agree, and the Rishonim from Milei Bikam. Here, show decree is not child, because when can it be show decree if it's indicted? But he said out the kankanim and the guard in a place of it should dry up, so the subjective element is lacking. There is no, on the contrary, the indication is that he didn't want the kingdom should be filled up with water. So it didn't become showing degree. But if he will pick up the kankan and spill them, then it will be show of the newly decapit. So God bless that. So actually Mishnah Chayim explains the shita of the Rosh and Rambam that Rav Lezer is made that neither I say, so he doesn't have to have kimat mayim b'deya, or that there should be a shama. But with Rabbanon, there has to be either kimat mayim b'deya or in a shama, in order, because it does look like shama. Obviously it's natural, but it looks a little like show. Because people want to know that he did it to an agro. How is everybody supposed to know that he set up the kankani doing agro? So some people might think he set up the kankani in order to be filled up with rainwater. So since there is a marasayim, it smells like a show. So because of that, the Chachamim said, there has to be taunis of Mishonim and this water, so that people shouldn't say the Chol Mamish is kosher. So that's on the end of Yeshua. He's really come to the Ramadan. But, so some melee, even if it's not come up mindful, if there is no taunis, so it's still kosher. Why is kosher? Because there are two types of show. One show is show because it didn't become true, because the subjective element is lacking. And newly decapit, so if he shaved here, there is no newly decapit. If he shaved here, there is no newly decapit. And the counter was there, only if he shaved here, there is no newly decapit. But if he stayed here, so then it is newly cut. Because when you yash newly kankani, so then the water falls through gravity, not through his keach. But when you are cave, then the water falls in through his mindset too. Not just through gravity. Not just gravity. When you break, so in other words, he doesn't do any splashing of water. It's only there is a mechitze. The kankan is the mechitze that obstructs the spilling out of the water from the kankan. The moment he breaks it, so the mechitze is broken. So then there is no obstruction. He removes the obstruction, and then the water falls into the veil through gravity. So really it's not fierce yet at all. It's not newly cut it, but if he's caved, so then it is newly cut. And according to the Rosh, what does it mean caved? What does it mean when actually are? According to the Rosh, so caved iru does not mean caved without picking it up, and iru means picking it up. No, cave also means picking it up. But cave means he picks it up and spills it in a tzad. There are hamshach. And heal means he picks it up and he picks it up, according to Rashi, directly he picks it up, or he's keeping, he inverts it directly into the Bina, not the Rashi. That's the pshat of the Rashi. The pshat of the Rosh looks the last expression. Uyuvat shalayad biyam la'arison. So in other words, heal means that he picks it up. And keifa means, keifa means, so, keifa means, he's keep it like this. And then it falls in. And heal means he picks it up like this. So in other words, so I guess, so what's the machlokes? I guess, because according to the Rav Lezer, now, quote from Lezer and Yeshua, I believe, there is no problem of showing good, simply because the subjective element of das is lacking. He said, I can come in as another. But the problem is with Yuli Kappa, the show about Yuli Kappa. So Rav Lezer holds, if it spills through Shvira, then it's falls into the veil, exclusively through charity, some maybe there is no word in Kabbalah. But if he inverts it, even though he doesn't pick it up, so then it is word in Kabbalah. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, even if he inverts it, as long as he doesn't pick it up and spill it, it's still word in Kabbalah. Word in Kabbalah means when you pick it up and you spill it. Now the question is this, according to the Rashi, so kfiye might mean even al diagoy, but kfiye means he picks it up on the gag, on the roof, not above the veil. So it spills here, he picks it up, it spills here, and then it runs into the veil. That's kfiye, that I'm sure. And iru means directly into the veil, not the Rahamsha. But according to the Rosh, so Kriya means without picking it up. And Iru means with picking it up. So the question is this, does the Rosh have reference to a Kriya and the Nil directly above the veil? So Kfiye is literally directly above the veil. And Yilu picking it up is not directly above the veil. But suppose he picks it up in Atzad on the roof, and then it spills on the gap, and then it glides into the veil, then it's literally on the way. Or, according to the Rosh, so Kfiye and Yilu have reference to the case where he does it on the gap. So without picking it up on the gap is okay. With picking it up, it's not okay. So the Mishnah Chayne assumes that according to the Rosh, so, Kfi and Dil have reference to the case where he inverts them on the gap, not above the veil. Now, but that's not necessarily so. You see that the goal, the Yoram, you should look into it. It's very quick, that's the call on the Shnais. The Lo Rabbi, looking Yochim Beyach. Yishov Beyach, on Mishne Zayin. V'yipu Meyach, on Kanu Yisech HaBeyach. V'yitzorich Lamshichon Yitzal HaBeyach. As the Rash says, Elas in Yipurna can come in the Seha of the Yakosha. Because as it respects to Shvira. But it's much more the contrary of Yeshua. He also, even directly, even the way, let's say, suppose that a coming was sent up, Mamish and Bora, you know, of the roof, and he just inverts it like this, and it drops, and it spills directly into the bear. So it's also a trap. Even though the God doesn't say it, that's true according to the Rash, because according to the Rash, it's an basis for Shoch, so it cannot be directly into the bear. But according to the Rosh, it's not an basis for Shoch. So really, it can be directly into the bear too. Because inversion is also a tzas agboy, you see. And Rabbi Yeshua holds no. Inverting is not a real agboy. But if he picks it up, so then it's pretty tough. So that's the question. According to the Rosh Pshat, so does the Rosh have reference? Now the Rosh says Kriya means without Kavod, and Iru means with Kavod. Does the Rosh have reference to the case where he does it in Atzat, but directly into the day? So then it's Osea, even without Kavod, or the Rosh has reference even to the case where he does it directly into the day? And perhaps if he doesn't do it directly into the day, but Natsad, then it's mutter even all the year, even by taking it up. So that's told in the Machlokes between Chachmi Venetia and Chachmi Itai. A very basic Machlokes. Nefesh Chayot mentions the whole truth.
Years ago, so
Venezia and Venice was a separate state, and Italy was a separate state. So, you know, the only setting problem, how to construct new place, it's not so possible. So then, the Chachmi Venezia thought of a device, how to fill up the difficulty. What is the problem of filling up the cave? Because the easiest way is to pour water from the cave, but then it becomes short. So they had a cave with many tiny holes, a pail, with many tiny cups. Now, the halacha is that in order to pass a mikveh, they are shown degree, so it has to have a halui shem klei kibbutz. But suppose it has a substantial neket hole. If the neket is as large as shveras ha'ayit, so then, under all circumstances, it does not have a halui shem klei kibbutz. And even if you drew water in that kibbutz that has a neket shveras ha'ayit, it doesn't pass. Because it's not a kele, if there is a neked shasa. Furthermore, even if the neked does not consist of one big neked, ishvasne, but it consists of 20 or 30 or 50 tiny nikob, the sum total of which nikob adds up to shishvasne. So it's also not, it does not have the halation here. And it doesn't pass. Now, to make one big neket, that wouldn't be very intelligent, because all the water will immediately run out, you know. But to make, you know, tiny little, if you test in the cubby, the total of which will add up to shveras ha'ayit. So that will be practical, because if you have tiny columns of water will not run out. And Al-Din, since in totality, in total, there is Kishveras Ha'ayit, so Mele does not have the Halation breaking it. And Mele, the water that was contained in that Kele is not choked. So this is what Chachmei Venezia thought. In other words, they will take a kele with 50 tiny kovim, in total shveras ha'ayit. They will fill it up with what does become shoulder. But then, how will it get to the mikveh? So a human being, a person, will have to pour it into the mikveh. So then it will become shown about the human capital. So my little Chachom is a canto. So Chachom, let's just say, no. When do we say that Hamshocha Bikule is possible? That is, if you became shown through new decree. So it already became shown. And through Hamshocha, you want to makia the psul of shown. So then we pass him. We can only makia the psul show who am shoche. If the am shoche is the mute and the teso, not if the am shoche is an hopso, only the teso. But in this case, it didn't become shown because of the number, the numerous Nikovim, which in total is Shveras ha'ayit. So it didn't become true. But then you have the problem of Nurdikate. So when is Nurdikate, the Chachmei Venezia said, if you pour directly into the veil, then it's Nurdikate. But the veil is here, and suppose you pour it near the veil, on the board, and then it fills the air, and then it falls into the veil. So then, so you don't have recourse to Amshoche. When do we have to have recourse to Amshoche? If it became shown to new degree, and Amshoche has to be mafkia Amshoche. Because what's the chat, the rationale? So when it became shown to new degree, the answer is, if you spill it on the car, let's say, you need to walk away from the nutrient. So that's why Amshoche is effective to be Makia the Tzu of Shoah. So in such a case, we can only do the mutate, not the Kulei, not the Bube. No. Masha'ink in this case, where it didn't become Shoah. And the problem is with Shoah from Yudhikate. So when does it become Yudhikate? If you pour directly into the beer. But if you pour it here, and then it runs by itself, it glides into the beer. So it's not really cut. So it can be the Kulei, it doesn't have to be done in the Tvachan way, you see, and it doesn't have to be done without the Kalke. Because all these requirements apply only to the case where Shoah became. And you have to be mafkia the Tzur. This is what Chachmul is. So the Kasher in the Tzur. Chachmul Italia, Asa the Mekin. The Chachmul Italia. And they said that not only in respect to show degree, we have to resort to the Din of Amshoche in order that it should be possible. Even show on the Yuri Kater, so it doesn't make any difference whether you are Maori Kater directly into the bear or you pour it away from the bear and then it lies down. In either situation, it is shown on the Yuri Kater. But if you do it 3 tvachim away, you're not going to be kalkei. And our new case are there. The true of Shoah will be spoken. So in other words, that's the machlekes between the Chachmul and the Netzie. When you see, when you look it up in Sif Tes, in the Kumpur Gurus Avim, there's the machlekes between the Chachmul and the Netzie and the Chachmul and the Netzie. Now, in regard to Bishai, what's the Pshat in the Rosh? When the Rosh says that Kriya means without Avodah, and Yirum means Avodah, that's what the Mishnah Chaimah says, that both Kriya and Yirum have referenced the case where he saw certain Asad. But I bet in the veil, it's not good. It's not good. And we see that the Yom Rabbi, the whole book has a connection with Shiras and Kaya. And presumably, it was referenced to Priya Sanakai also, even directly at Bodhidhe. It's okay. So, the Mishnah Chaimah says that Komti Rosh, so, Priya is good, and Gil of the Akboya is no good, only Natsat. But I reckon on the veil, so even without Hagboy is okay. A direct answer, so even without Hagboy, it's still possible. That's what the Mishnah Chaimah said. But whether the Pshat in the Rosh is like the Mishnah Chaimah or not, is torn in Machlokes between Chachmul and Netzie. Because according to Chachmul Benetzie, So, insofar as the Psua show of Yudhikatit is concerned, that is only Shayach when you pour it directly upon him. And if you pour it Natsat, so then there is no Yudhikatit. You don't have to resort to the of course, Psua show about the Amshoi. Some melee we can say according to Chacham Metzia, that the pshat in the horse is, when the horse says that the Shua is only matter on the tree without that, but not on the Adoye, that means only in the case where they do it directly from him. So then, if it's on the Adoye, so it's no Mikado. If it's on the tree, it's not no Mikado. But if you do it in a sad, so then there is no Nurikate if you in Fiamat, according to Chacham Yitayeh. So on the contrary, according to Chacham Yitayeh, so we could say that when Rabbi Yehoshua is Matir without a boy, so it's only Matir Natsat. But directly above the Beir, even without a boy. So it's only the Machlekes between Chachmei Itaye and Chachmei. Now, what the Maharam Yuchavi mentioned at Machlekes. And then he mentions, but we have to go now. We have to go over the Rashi side. So let's now for a moment go over the Rashi and Mishneh. Hamisader can come in with a chaver. Now, aside, now Mishneh. Just wait for a few minutes. Because I want to go over Mishneh and Tess. Hasayot sheshokachotit bibeya. This now in my head. Imoya amayim tzofno gavot kol shein yishoven. Yuma vo yishoven. Yuma rabbeza. Yishua imeya vikach vikach yishoven. Now let's see the Rambam's Noe. In Mishneches. Kasayot. Una sort is a very sick. If she has it, my mom. The dark here will be a sealed bear of nuts. The easy bear will be mine to share. The Mishka watches is a mine to be small. The boy are mine to talk about a cup of cold through each other. But then there is Hibo in the mine to bear. Shall Nishuva Mai, the whole show, even one Avon Hoyo Mala was your day, Hoyo Sok, Nasi Bush, then laugh your mind of Nogabo, Lori Shop. Ulishaina in a shun mire, the Nimoya is shunning, keeping the mind day is in shop. But I'm sure he may have been Kahan Kahi shop. Yochalam. So again, the Rav and the Rash, they explain it on the basis of Amshoch. But we see the Chiddush in Mishneh Ches. Because Mishneh Zayin, so Rabbi Shua says, Oy Yishovei, Oy Yichpe. Here, Rabbi Shua says, Vikach and Vikach Yishovei. But Yichpe not. Yichpe not. Now, why Yichpe not? So according to the Rash, who explains everything on the basis of Shoukri, and how can it be Shoukri, but it was the Sabbath and coming of Nasim Al-Agaf, of Nasim Al-Hom. The answer is because when he breaks it, when he pours it, for sure the clear. So then he's machshivet, so achshivim. So retroactively it becomes midai. You know, to rectify the act of nature, even though he didn't set out with an coming to be dirty in order to be filled up with rain water, but by breaking the coming of the weather, I mean by, so in other words, I mean by inverting the account according to the weather, or by being the average account according to the Yeshua. So then he ratifies the act of nature, and it's considered retroactively. Show the clean guide. That's how the Rashi says. How does the Rashi explain it? So in the case of Mishneh Zayin, where it wasn't likely at all, where there was no intention of kibbutz, so then Rabbi Yeshua holds that even if you are kafe, you're not machshir. But in the case of Mishneh Ches, where he left the otzit in the bayah, in other words, why did he leave the otzit in the bayah? In other words, with plaster in it, in order to strike the yazit memo. So in other words, so he knows very well that this otzit, it has a basic. And it could have occurred to his mind that this otzit might be filled up with water. So in other words, there is more of the subjective element. So then even when Yeshua is made that only Shvira is not Mahshir, but Kfiye is Mahshir. That's according to the Rashi. But according to the Rosh, so Mishneh Zayin has nothing to do with his Mahshir. So why? So Mishneh Zayin is simply on the basis that Kfiye does not constitute Tfisat Yarolo, but Kfiye. So how is it that Rabbi Yeshua is made in the case of Mishneh Ches? Why is Rabbi Yeshua made that you cannot be kafe in Mishneh Ches? Let's see the Rosh.
Seems that while the Rosh Mishneh Zayin
run the wider concept of Achshavino. What Mishnah has, he doesn't like the concept of Achshavino. In Mishnah Zion, where there was no subjective element out there, because how could it have occurred to his mind that it can come in? They can come in. So we become filled up with one. Therefore, he did it just for the opposite, in order to dry him up. In other words, so rain was not coming. And something happened, it started to rain. But it is something that he couldn't anticipate. So the subjective element of Das is lacking completely. So Mele, he could not ratify the act of nature. Mashiach in this case, now, he put an otzit with Preston. So, and he didn't do a Kalmas Lenago. So Mele, in this case, it could have occurred to his mind that maybe it will be filled up with what. But he didn't intend it. So in the case where he escaped it, then even Rabbi Yeshua is made it, that he does ratify. Even according to the law, you see. So in other words, while in Shezayim, the Rosh doesn't operate in the concept of Achshavino, so in Mishneches, he does operate in the concept of Achshavino. He does operate in the concept of Achshavino. Now, then, Mishneches. Hamsadeh kan kan misechadeya. Nisbal mai ahopi shekola amir smo haidi ishole drago ahopi shekola amir smo mai dey ahayush kam na haidi ishole kera bishua di di space um shadera sa kam ni se mikro di trilo. Now let's see the Rashi. In other words, the Rash applies the case where at the very outset, when he put the vessel of the Otsis in the veil, there was mine there. But it was floating on top of the water. But then it sank into the water, so it became filled up with water. Well, that means there was a circumstance on which he could anticipate that the vessel would come filled up with water. So there was more of the subjective element at the very outset. Now smiling, no young mind talk more out of culture in Shovel. Show me Shuva mind, the whole show in Wadi. Abu Moy Mayo, he be all of you. So in Asim Tushi, in Lavlo Ishabe, in Shayna Sashon, in Oyena Sashon, in keeping the mind of the Ishabe, in Amor, who will be sure of the whole Ishabe, in Yochel Hamster, to the Parishes. In Sarakan can be there in his mouth, I hope you should call up here as Mimo, in mind the bear you should can come in. Haridi Ishabe can be sure. The amount of his pacing, the Shabbos and coming is in the Chathila. Zeit ist er denn, dann ist vor ihm Kach und Kach ist schon weg. Dann ist er ihm schon die Schuhe auf Jacke. Und du wart schon Jahre. Ich habe ihn auch noch nie sehen mehr. Sie sind ja nur dran, wo sie schon die Liebe und die Kripost. Und auch immer keine Kosche. Leid ja nur eben Mocken und Mocken. Ich habe ihn eben nur in der Rest Mocken und Mocken. Die sind wohl, die leben am Leben, die Blumen, die Liebe Kosche. Die Leid, die was mit dem Stuhl Kosche. Genau, der Rasch ist in Vorhinsen. Ich schaue mir nur noch ab. Ach ja, der hat mich weg. Was ist? Was ist denn die Seele unter den Schuhen? Und ich war schon Jahre. Schon Mitte. Schon immer. Schon Mitte und die Jodo. Wie ja. שוחט, כשנראה מחוץ למיקה, ומשוחט למיקה, ליגי עם חי, הרגנר, וסיף ידעים ועדים ומיקים ככושר, סומנת את כושר, וליצים הקר, כבקוד, in this to save the we have the current spirit. Because on one hand, Rabbi Yisi says, זו ביודו ובכלל לא שווי שמור מיקה פוסו, And then he says, that you know, you don't know, you okay. You see, with him, I mean, you will look in his kosher. And you can make the whole thing. So it's still on your day. So how does the Rash reconcile the apparent state? With the Rashi, as reference to the case, where it's through the direct link to the day. So then, it shows the same thing as reference to the case, where he spilled it in a tzat. Where he spilled it in a tzat. Where he spilled it in a tzat. So then it's kosher. Now, so according, now again, what does it mean when he spilled it in a tzat? So it's kosher because Olam Shochet. It's one way of the thing. You know, it's a basic reason for Yeshua that Olam Shochet is really effective. Or, not in the basic way, according to Chachm the next year, because it was never shown to be, there was a lot of water on the car. And then as the region, you know, when they galloped, you know, when they marched, so they splashed water into the mikveh. So first they splashed it in a tzat, you know, on the shore. Then it glided into the mikveh. Now it was never shown clearly. They didn't draw the water or the karki into the pail. And then they stood it with their feet. So we don't have the problem of showing thing. We only have the problem of show about the new cutter, according to Chachmah Venetia. The show about the new cutter is only shyer if you pour it with your hands directly into it, but if you pour it in a tzad, and then it rises into the barrier, then it starts to recover. You don't have to resort to Tom Shock. So come to Chachmah Venetia. When the Rav says in the case, when he mentioned the Alochim, of the Yom Rivam Lokim and Lokim, so the Zil from Kim Rubi, so his kosher, Lui, so she is in it for about 300 people, all the Abayim Zohar you can make it into that way, so it can be true even without Amshah. And not only a little bit of Yeshua, but Amshah could raise it. than Trump Bruni. Trump Bruni. According to Chachman Bez, but according to Chachman Bez, so the soul of Shoal of the new Kafir applies even to a case where you spill it in a tzad. In order to master it, you have to resort to Pshochet. Now Pshochet Kuri is not effective. So then, what Rash says is only two alimim of Yeshua. But not alimim of Roma, that Pshochet Kuri, the Rupe, is ineffective. So, in this Yosef, in Simen Reshalek, Gimlon Veis in the Yosef on top. So, the third line. Avon did the Rash Nire, she in the Chalik Gimlon Veis. Because you see, and this connection, this apparent split, and accepting, between the Rashi and the Sefer, Rachel, he says that Zuri Yehu Rabbi Shlosh Olimim is possible. And Seika says that Yoro Eivam Mokim Mokim Zuri Yehu Rabbeim is kosher of the Lord of Jehisi for the Tchilo Rabbeim. So there are many Tehuts in Bereshit. The Rosh in Yilchas Mikrois reconciles the apparent spirit by saying that Nuri the Kafir is only Shaykh when a human being is involved in Kafir. But suppose an animal does it, he won't keep. He will fill up in the discussion. Only a human being. So in other words, Reisha deals with the case where a human being does it. In other words, Zuri Diyodi in the Rabo. The Seife, in Diyod, or either in Mokim and Mokim, as reference the case where religion, the tribes, so, deals with the case where, the legion rides on horses, cavalry. So who is Mizali Yoruba Muhammad? The horses. So it's nearly be cut by animals. So it's kosher. So this is what it's just a bit. When the Rash says that Yom Ha'ivam Mokim Mokim, so Vizuk Yidem Ra'ayim is kosher. So the Rash explains it on the basis of Yom Ha'kafir. He says only a leader of Yeshua that Ham Shochet Mekulei is effective, but according to Rav Lezer, Ham Shochet Mekulei is liberty, then the Lord, this precious water, in moving into the Ukraine, comes forth, even though they stretch it first, our action, and then it glides into the region. So, in other words, it's a raya to the sheep day of Chachmit Haru. It's a raya to the sheep. However, but the Taz, in Sif of Ches, in Sif of Rishale, is really conscious. And he says that when the Rash says, let your neighbor look over Sif of Ches, the Taz, Sif of Ches, let your, when the Rash says, let your neighbor mocking, so it's kosher, the rage makes me from the trilo is kosher. Even the whole song is done that way. So it's according to everybody. Not only are we going to be sure that I'm shocked and cool with it. Because in this case, since it was never decreed. So if you do it on Gamikalke, it doesn't become Gamikalke. So what do we see from the Taz in Sif of Ches? The Taz agrees with the wonders of Chachmei Lebetz. So in other words, and this machlekes, when the Chachmei machlekes between Chachmei Lebetz and Chachmei Talbot, so the Mishyose apparently agrees with the Chachmei Lebetz, with the Chachmei Talbot, and Taz agrees with the Chachmei Lebetz. Now, that's in regard to the Rashi. But in connection with the Roshite, whether the Pshat in the Rosh is the way the Mishnah is. The way the Mishnah says that when the Rosh distinguishes between spilling out the Tfiyah without picking it up and spilling out the Akvoye with picking it up, he has reference to the case where he spills it in a tzat and then he glides into the Beah. But if he spills it directly into the bear, then even if he doesn't pick it up, so it's possible. That's like the Shita of Chachmei Talbot. But if we say like the Shita of Chachmei Lebetz, so then when the Rosh distinguishes between spilling it without a bear, and spilling it throughout the way, is reference to the case where he pours it directly into the way. So then, if he doesn't pick it up, it's still not healing. But if he does pick it up, so it is moving up, provided he spills it directly above the bear. But if he spills it on the guard, away from the earth, and it falls first on the God, and then it flies into the bear, then it's kosher to pick it up, according to the Chachmei. Who are mine, who are not in the sea. small mind, he improved a mind in that person. In the mindful itself, having small mind, accomplishing all our fears and more. In this way, I can come, the mind should be still home, she will show you. So, in the way, she gives me so her mind itself. Now, in connection with this fear, in the set of parents there, between the ratio of the price and the septa and the same. The ratio of the price and the septa saying that Zilf Vidin Yorub Ragov Shleshi moving in Mikhe Post and the safe is saying that Yon Raven mocking. He still can be there for a way in Scotia. He lay the trees in Mikrobatrio that way, in Scotia. So, we have all the shame in the Kashi as to the parents. So far, we saw two doors. The cat is given by the horse, and the two mentioned it. That if you're not even mocking, as reference to the case where the zero expression was done by Ragley the Himo, so then there is no soul of Durika. And then the tablets given by the Rash that if you're not even that says that if you're not even mocking, has referenced the case where the good of Al Kaf, with the adequate relations. Now, how does the Rambam mention the law? Rambam says in the Kei Miyuches, in place, Halochei Ches, Gaios Soivya Mimokim Mimokim, Vechim Deimo, Oel Deres Mimokim Mimokim, Vizilpu Bideen Vraglei, Shloi Shalumi Mimikri Arei Zikosh, Vloi Oid, אלא אפילו עושו מיקרה בתחילו הרי זה קושי. So it is Mishne says, and he said the same thing in the Pesios. צורם חיים אהב, יחוד אומה, זיר ביונוב ובגבלו, שלו ישבלו מנביק ופוסו, אל ימד הופעלוך החס, איזה מישת. מפורש רבינו, דוי על מנטיזה, אלא שנות על ביונוב ובגבלו, Schleser Jungen, wie Kilometer und Fischer Heuern vorstellen. Nur Mutzrach liegt in Libre ihrer Besiar. So, so hieß er, der Rambam ist der Halle, between Zero and Nitizi. Der Reiche says, Zero and Yonah und Rablo, die Monogin ist Post. So, der Reiche is reference to the case, where he takes, a person takes with his hands, Dimonogin, and pours it into the leaf. Or he fills up his foot, that's a little harder, the Dimonogin, and he pours it. So that's Milenka. Mashiach came if it's done by the teaser, through splashing, that's not Milenka. Why should it be different? Zil, when you fill up your hands with water, or when you splash it, well, splashing is an indirect act, you know. And zil is a direct act. That's the Rambam's explanation and the reconciliation of the ratio of the pricing that is at there and the safety of the price of it is at there. Right. Now, what's the shtel driver? Now, in Haivet, you have different gesoys. That's the problem with the Haivet. So, one pesek will mention one shite of the Haivet, another pesek will mention another shite of the Haivet. Because one had one version, one nusach, and the other one had another version. I think that Kapach is right. It's not that one version is correct and the other is wrong. But when the Rambam told him about Nefesh, he wrote more than one Matorah. So let's say 1 year he wrote Matorah. Then let's say 7 years later, he revised the Matorah. And he might have changed his mind in the explanation of certain Gemaras, certain Tosafot. So it's not that one is the Shitas HaRambam and one is not the Shitas. It's a question which Madura the Raya said. Anyway, in the regular version of the Baba Nefesh, so the Raya has two chains in reconciling the Raya and the Zika. So, the first version he says is that the Reishe, when it says Zui Bioro for the Gallo, Gimu Nuri, is possible as reference to the case where an Odom does it, a human being, then it involves the soul of the Bioro Kato. When the Seifa says Bioro Eber Mokim Mokim, So as the horse says, that means legion. For the soldiers who ride on horses, so who splashes? The horses splash, not a human being. So there is no soul of human kind. Then he has a motion in this irregular version. And he says that like the Rash, that we don't even mock him as reference the case where he does it on Kavikar, Now Kapach's version. So he has only one version, and he says something else. In Kappa's version, he doesn't recognize the distinction between the zero and the don't, by human beings, and is still thrown in valuable height. And he doesn't mention the rash explanation of Agape Kaaba. But he says, the initial deceptive is reference to the case where he doesn't become one. Zero the other who the other, you will look impossible when he does it intentionally. And the same thing with Yono Ibn Mokal Mokim, when the soldiers march, they intend to drop water, to dump water into the ritual. They just gallop, they march, and unintentionally they splash water into the ritual. But it shall only become one. So shall only become one, and it doesn't become two. So that's a bit clear. In other words, that according to Kaaba's version, the Raivet reconciles the apparent stealing by saying that the Yono Eiver Mokim Mokim,